Oswego County is the latest local government to push for a repeal of New York State's new gun control laws. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, lawmakers and residents are hoping their voices make a difference in Albany.
It was a unanimous vote by the Oswego County Legislature in front of a standing-room-only crowd yesterday. Among the crowd, sportsman Rick McDermott, who doesn't think the New York SAFE Act, which strengthens the state's gun control laws to make them the toughest in the nation, will do anything to stop gun crime among criminals.
They don't abide by the laws you have today. They're not going to abide by the laws that you create now. You have only infringed on the honest, law-abiding American citizen.
Oswego County Sheriff Rule Todd opposes the new law, which made it through the state assembly and Senate in less than 2 days.
How can something that is thrown together, not read, not checked over, not allowed people to comment on, be of any value?
Oswego is one of several municipalities asking the state to repeal the law, most of them small counties like Madison, Herkimer, Ulster, and Lewis. Legislator Terry Wilbur hopes that if all these small counties join together, it can make a difference.
It isn't about the size of the county, it's about the size of the voice that comes from that county. And I think that if we all chime together, maybe there will make a difference on this thing.
New York State became the first in the nation to beef up gun control laws since the mass shooting last December in a Connecticut school. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.